Radio.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning, warning.
We gotta stop them. They're gonna kill us all.
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
Insanity runs in my family. Practically gallops.
No stems, no seeds that you don't need. Acapulco of gold is.
This is Jake, the most acid I've ever seen anybody eat in my life. Wow, man!
Fireball!
Why don't you get a job, Spicoli?
What for?
You need money.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
Welcome and thanks for tuning in to Revolution Radio. And now it's time for that feral hippie herself, an infotartic, esoteric, eclectic mix of the adventures of that feral hippie, Miss Mona Radler.
What are you people? On dope?
That was my skull! I'm so wasted!
Make a move and the money gets
out. Dave's not here.
All right, Mona, it's all yours. Take it away.
On this fifth day of December 2023, we're here at freedomslips.org, revolution.radio. We are listener supported, and now's the time we need you more than ever. Drop us some bills, man. Not those that need to be paid, but dollar bills so we can pay those bills. Down to the wire, y'all. Down to the wire.
I've been collaborating with my research colleague, Dr. Janina Hagima, and she's a gynecologist in Romania who has also done microscopy on vaccine vials and now has presented electron microscopy as well as further studies that really look at the contents. And so she looked at Comirnaty as well as Moderna bioweapons and found no nitrogen and no phosphorus, which is the same result that Dr. Daniel Nagaz presented, that Steve Kirsch also had, as well as the European Medicine Agency and Dr. Camprera associated also with La Quinta Columna. So what this means is that all molecules of life, like RNA and DNA, contain nitrogen and phosphorus. If you cannot find this within the vials, it means there is no mRNA in there, which, of course, is a bombshell revelation, again, and another confirmation of, you know, what is really in these vials. So what we found is similar to what many other teams in the world found, which were metals. And for example, in the Pfizer vials, there was titanium, yttrium, which is a very rare metal, both of which are used for biosensor nanotechnology applications, as well as to make photoluminescent microelectronics. And so similarly, in the Moderna shot, we had aluminum, we had large amounts of silicone. Both Pfizer and Moderna contain large amounts of silicone. And the way this kind of ties into my previous research is that I had shown previous research that was done on Morgellons as well as brine microchips that were taken out of people in 2006. And Dr. Hildegard Steininger was a toxicologist who did analysis on those. And they were made from polyamide proteins from silicone, as well as there were also metals that that were contained. So it is the exact same chemical compositions that we've seen previously as well.
I've not been this excited ever! Mug Club, baby! Wow!
The replatforming begins now. Join Mug Club and get 1 month free with promo code Alex at JonesCrowder.com.
She is presenting, in my opinion, the largest body of evidence to show that transhumanism and changing human beings, merging them with, machines, synthetic biology, in my opinion, really the largest body of work on Substack that is available to date. So Dr. Mahaycha, I believe we've got her now.
Yes, absolutely. Hi there. Thank you so much for having
Hello.
Me, Maria.
It's wonderful to see you. Well, I'm just so grateful for everything that you're doing, and I'm a subscriber to your Substack. I encourage everyone to go and subscribe, and I'm sure the team will bring that up on the screen at some point. But really, I think this first thing that we need to talk about, Dr. Anna, and we'll get started before the break, is this huge new analysis of the C-19 bioweapons. If the team can bring that up on the screen, and you could talk us through what we've actually found here.
Yes, absolutely. So I've been collaborating with my research colleague, Dr. Janina Hagima, and she's a gynecologist in Romania who has also done microscopy on vaccine vials and now has presented electron microscopy as well as further studies that really look at the contents. And so she looked at Comirnaty as well as Moderna bioweapons and found no nitrogen and no phosphorus, which is the same result that Dr. Daniel Nagaz presented, that Steve Kirsch also had, as well as the European Medicine Agency and Dr. Camprera associated also with Lakita Kolumna. So what this means is that all molecules of life, like RNA and DNA, contain nitrogen and phosphorus. If you cannot find this within the vials, it means there is no mRNA in there, which, of course, is a bombshell revelation, again, and another confirmation of, you know, what is really in these vials. So what we found is similar to what many other teams in the world found, which were metals. And for example, in the Pfizer vials, there was titanium, yttrium, which is a very rare metal, both of which are used for biosensor nanotechnology applications, as well as to make photoluminescent microelectronics. And so similarly, in the Moderna shot, we had aluminum, we had large amounts of silicone. Both Pfizer and Moderna contain large amounts of silicone. And the way this kind of ties into my previous research is that I had shown previous research that was done on Morgellons as well as brine microchips that were taken out of people in 2006. And Dr. Hildegard Steininger was a toxicologist who did analysis on those. And they were made from polyamide proteins from silicone, as well as there were also metals that were contained. So it is the exact same chemical compositions that we've seen previously as well. So this is definitely another level of recognition here. And the other thing that we did was we also looked at dental anesthetics. She did electron microscopy because many teams have found...
Hang on, Dr. Mahacha, we've got to go to break in a second. We really do want to go through this particular article, and I'll get the team on the other side of the break to bring up some of the images from that Substack that you've written to show what you're actually talking about. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Dr. Mahacha right after this short break. And we are back with Dr. Anna Mahacha. Right before the break, she was about to talk about the dental anesthetics, but I'd really love it if the team can bring up this latest Substack. On the third image on there shows the Moderna COVID-19 quote-unquote vaccine, and you can actually see some measurements showing up to 43.2 undisclosed silicon, which of course is part of self-assembling nanotechnology biosensor manufacturing. That's what Dr. Anna's talking about. Team, if you can just go a little bit further, the next image down actually shows that silicon signature. So this is really, really important research. Everyone needs to get onto this and share it everywhere, particularly Dr. Anna, because what we need, and I had a recent conversation where someone said what we need is the doctors to start understanding the technology and understand that traditional medicine really isn't, it's not what we're doing anymore. We need to have that understanding of technology merged with medicine. But please do continue what you were about to say about the dental shots right before the break.
Yes, and just to go back real quick to Pfizer and Moderna, so carbon and oxygen was obviously also found, and you cannot rule out graphene oxide from this. There can be other carbon-based polymers in there as well, so this was also found. So in regards to the dental anesthetics, the reason why this is important
Sorry, Dr. Anna, if I can interrupt you again, I'm so sorry, but you also found tin, which coincides with what Mike Adams found when he looked at the fibrous, not clots, structures that Richard Hirschman, the embalmer, sent over to Mike. So when he looked at those clots that people are forming, which they're not clots, they're structures, and you've done an analysis of that as well, tin was, it was full of highly conductive metals. So that coincides with your findings also.
Absolutely. And many different teams have found similar findings. So if you look at the German work group, I mean, they found, cesium, they found barium, aluminum. So there were many different metals. And if you look at also Antonetta Gatti's work, she's a famous nanopathologist who's looked at 44 childhood vaccines. So this is consistent with every vaccine contains all kinds of metals. And if you look at what the potential is of these metals is that they can be used in biosensing and nanotechnological application. This is obviously of interest to us because this is what we were seeing, number one, developed from the vials, as well as then what we saw in the blood in terms of self-assembling nanotechnology. So absolutely, this is important. And this, for example, yttrium is such a rare metal. And clearly, it's used in particular photoluminescent microelectric devices. And this is what I've been seeing in the blood. Initially, we were seeing it in vaccinated, now in unvaccinated, in everyone. These biosensors that emit light in different colors, and I've photographed this, I've shown this, quantum dot-like technology, and it really shows that all of humanity is under threat and has been now infested with this. And the other absolutely brand new study that came out that I just posted yesterday was that there was a team from Japan who looked at people who had cardiac surgery, and they found 9 different microplastics in the cardiac muscle, in the pericardium, as well as in the blood. So this is hydrogel, the same stuff that we found in near infrared in vaccinated and unvaccinated blood. Polyamide, polyethylene. So again, there's a correlation here that is absolute. And we know that hydrogels are the interface between machines and brain computer. This is what MIT really discussed. So this is catastrophic because they've shown that these plastics or polymers, they bioaccumulate in the organ system and they stay there. So unless you detoxify and melt down plastic in people's body, we're going to have mass casualties. And so to go back to the dental anesthetics here, the dental anesthetics also were developing microchips, and we also found metals in them as well as silicone, and they actually had nitrogen and phosphorus in there, which are elements of life, which could be, you know, related to proteins, DNA, or RNA, and one wonders why the heck is that in dental anesthetics. And lastly, the Pneumovax vaccine also had similar metals in there, so this is consistent now across the board. Many different teams have found different similar findings, but it's of concern because if everybody's speaking about a spike protein that requires reverse transcription, but you don't have mRNA in many of the vials, then what are we really talking about? And what I've been advocating for and seeing under the microscope, and that this is consistent with the transhumanist agenda, is that they want to change all of humanity into cyborgs, and that's exactly what we're seeing, is the fusion of technology with biology, and it's also very toxic to the body.
Well, I want to ask about Pneumovax. So in Australia, this injection is registered for use in children aged greater than 2 years old and in adults. Dr. Anna, is this, because we're now hearing about, you know, a swine flu outbreak in the UK just this morning. I posted on that first human case of swine flu. You've also got the WHO demanding data from China about this this new respiratory illness that's affecting children. And, you know, of course, we had the last tabletop exercise that said that the next pandemic is going to disproportionately affect children. We now know that the technology that's in these shots can be programmed remotely, if you will, or even in real time. You and I have discussed this with Karen Kingston, in fact, in our last joint interview together, where AI could even be at the helm. We're talking about a really dystopian nightmare, to put it lightly. And so I'm wondering whether, you know, more childhood vaccines, they're not vaccines, injections, could have this technology, be programming children to get sick and be causing the next pandemic, if you will.
Right.
I've proven that because I have published on my Substack, I've looked under the microscope at many childhood vaccines, including HPV, meningococcus, the Tdap. I've looked at hepatitis A. I have published all of these findings, and all of them have self-assembling nanotechnology in them. So the Pneumovax is one of them as well. They pretty much all of the shots look the same. They have the same stuff in there. They develop the same filaments that you see behind me. None of this bluish, you know, hydrogel ribbon should be in anybody's blood. And I am extremely concerned because obviously, you know, if they're injecting this into children and it's absolutely everywhere, it's in our food supplies and medication, it's in other injectables, and there's more and more bioaccumulation of these metals and these hydrogels, then basically you're going to cause problems. And what the outcome is are these rubbery clots that I've also shown to happen now in unvaccinated blood, where you draw 30 mils of blood that's unvaccinated, let it sit for 4 hours, and all of a sudden you have a hydrogel rubber-like layer. So these are the outcomes that we're seeing. Now we have the cardiac study that shows that the organs are literally turning into rubber and have microplastics in them. How much can humanity handle of this? This is an absolute catastrophic event that everyone needs to take note of. And everyone who really is believing in the Hippocratic Oath needs to start looking at these other technologies, because it's all over science, that they have planned this and done this for many, many years. And doctors cannot say, oh, I don't know about nanotechnology, so I'm going to ignore this.
Yeah, I have to absolutely agree with you. On this particular Substack, humans turning into cyborgs, the detection of various microplastics, you've referenced the article which was published in the American Chemical Journal, and you say this confirms your live blood analysis. Could they just explain this away as, you know, because we have too many microplastics in our packaging and our water and so on and so forth?
So they were trying to do this, and if you look at the microplastic literature, it's just clearly shown, okay, it is now in absolutely everybody. They're calling it microplastics, but I believe it's a misnomer because these hydrogel filaments and polymers that I've been seeing is the exact same thing that they call microplastics that they have been spraying via geoengineering. We have chemically analyzed it. The chemical match is 1-to-1. It's, you know, polystyrene, polyethylene. All of these chemicals, the polyamides proteins, have shown up.
Hang on, Dr. Anna, we've got to go to break. I really want to hear more about this. Don't go anywhere. Guys, share this stream with everyone. This is Bombshell Info. We'll be right back.
Thanks to Back in Stock Right Now discount.
Toxins in the environment or microplastics in the environment, and your hypothesis is that that is just the cover-up for what is essentially a very long plan to change human beings into cyborgs and merge us with machine, the synthetic biology plan. So you were saying that the signatures that you've looked at are 1-to-1 with what you've seen in the shots. Please talk to us a little bit more about that.
So they're 1-to-1 also in regards to the Morgellons fibers that have been shown that have been sprayed for 4 decades. And this was an analysis that was done by toxicology, Dr. Hilde Staniger, for example. And these filaments had exactly polyethylene and silicone in there. And this was biosensing nanotechnology even then. And so now in these shots, we have the lipid nanoparticle technology. So in Pfizer, it is polyethylene glycol. In Moderna, it is SM-102. And these are hydrogels, and they can basically self-assemble to become these polymer plastics. And they can also interact with other plastics within the body and create these rubbery clots. And they are also part of this, again, transhumanist agenda and this brain-computer interface. And we've heard a lot about the interbody network, area network, but really people have been controlled now via frequencies, for example, HARP, Higher Oral Active Research Project. This is also was initially funded by DARPA. And even, you know, wireless mind control through magnetic nanoparticles, those things have been going on for a long time. There's actually documentation in 2002 that DARPA was studying this and was already able to wirelessly, you know, record people's thoughts. And this technology is way more advanced now, and they can certainly use these nanoparticles to do it without even injecting anything into people's brain. Because we're inhaling it, we have it in the food supply, we have it in the shots, and I believe that this is more and more part of this absolute control grid to create, as Yuval Harari, the spokesperson of the WF, says, you know, automatons without souls and spirit. And this is very concerning, and I have been sounding the alarm, and you see there's more and more evidence showing that, you know, we've been right all along.
Absolutely. Tim, if you can bring up the third article, Brain Computer Interface, the Quantum Computing of Consciousness and the Humanoid Avatar. So you've showed a couple of pictures there from that article, but we have quite a few, you know, images I'd like to discuss. I actually watched that entire presentation from Professor Kisroev of the University of Miami, Dr. Anna. That was 2 years ago now. So the advancements that they've made now compared to then are huge. But there are a few things that I want to note on this. So he talks about the wireless brain machine interface and how DARPA was starting on super soldiers. And of course, you know, this is how they, I watched a presentation recently where they were talking about how basically they have to condition the soldiers first, and then the public will accept, through the soldiers' acceptance, these augmented humans, and what are we going to do with these soldiers, for example, when they go back to society and we de-augment them? But essentially conditioning the population through super soldiers to accept augmentation. And so he then goes on to talk about advanced intelligent materials, and we've got that advanced intelligent materials picture, guys, if you can bring it up, so that Dr. Anna and I can talk about this. They talk about each nanoparticle acts as a nanoscale site that converts a magnetic field into an electric field and vice versa. So what this doctor from this Uni of Miami spoke about, and maybe you can chime in here, Dr. Anna, but he was talking about how they've figured out essentially how to hack humans, because different things in the body and different areas of the body have different frequencies, different parts of biology have different frequencies, and they've essentially figured out how to hack those.
Yes, absolutely. And again, different scientists have different mathematical models on how to do this. But in regards to these particles, every particle has a spin state, and if you modify that, you modify the electrical and the magnetic field. Now, our neurons are based on electricity. This is how that the information actually is being transmitted. And so if you can change an electrical current or pulse it in a different way, then basically you have now at a single neuron level taken control to rewrite neurological function. So that means they can write thoughts into you. And what my point was about this article was, if you look at different research groups and different mathematics. So there was, for example, a quantum physics explanation of that our brain really acts as a supercomputer, and that the microtubules they're utilizing the microtubules for this quantum processing. And you and I have discussed this idea about the nanobrain that has been developed, which is an artificial brain made from what's called a time crystals. So they are using hydrogel and carbon nanotube, which is graphene oxide, and they're just using a different mathematical model, and based on that have been able to create a humanoid avatar that actually, according to them, has conscience and the mathematics of free will. So now you have a completely different state here. So what my point was about this article is that this brain research has been going on for a long time. All resonant frequencies in the brain have been decoded. They are able to read people's thoughts. And it's actually what you were saying earlier. It's not the military super soldier program that really is supposed to get the population.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Who owns you? If you're not in control, then someone else is. Join me, Ivy West, for Voices on the Wind, Saturday. I discuss government, health, metaphysics, suppressed science, universal mysteries, little-known incredible facts, alternative energies, and even more than you can imagine. Won't you join us on Revolution Radio Saturdays for Voices on the Wind with me, Ivy West.
There are lives in the balance, people under fire.
Because if your head's in the sand, your tail is a target.
The Secret Kindergarten is here for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids. Dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors. Insects. Take care and come. cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no. Step on into the secret kindergarten. Saturdays, 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Revolution Radio.
Interrupt your normally scheduled programming to bring you this important broadcasting announcement.
Now is the time to explore your greatest potential, embracing truth, health, and wellness while discarding the system and exposing its corruption. Experience true freedom every Saturday night between 6 and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live from Studio B. It's the Jonathan Wright Show.
Find it right here at revolution.radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is Advanced Ancient Global Civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of this program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Used to this augmentation, it is the healthcare system, because everything that we do, for example, through pacemakers, through artificial prostheses, is supposed to say, look, we're doing this for the good of people. So, of course, we're going to take it a step further. And then maybe, you know, we're going to use this technology to cure Alzheimer's. But on the other hand, people can also nefariously use it and control the entire population. As we've shown, Clover Carnicum and I, we did research on the vaccinated blood and shown that it's extremely sensitive to frequencies of 4 hertz. We've discussed that. So this is the ambient harp field around the earth. So there's many different ways to control people. What is important for people to understand is that it's going on now. It is not science fiction of the future. It has already been implemented. It's been injected into people. We found technology. We've been speaking about this now for 2.5 years or so. And basically, there's more and more information that continues to confirm what we've been saying. And if you have interviewed Celeste Solom, who discussed that by 2025, there's supposed to be no natural humans alive, according to the military workshop.
We've got to go to break.
Don't go anywhere. This is huge information. We'll be right back.
Normally, Christmas is our biggest...
...and happening now, then we can't defeat their plans. This is, you know, this is so crucial that people understand that mind control and controlling humans is actually happening now. And I really want the team, if you can, just play the B-roll of the rat leg moving. And before you do, I'm warning viewers, it is quite distressing footage, but you need to see it. This is 2 years ago, what they were doing, able to make a rat move against its will in their experiments. Okay, this is the Miami College of Engineering presentation. So this is not Neuralink, where you go and get a chip in your brain, you know, willingly. This is wirelessly making a living thing move against its will. So if they 2 years ago were showing us this, which means that the technology was already 30 years ahead 2 years ago when they were showing this to the world, how far do you think that they've come now with their ability to make humans do things against their will, like the Rand Corporation brags about on their website, saying that they will be able to do coerce people and manipulate them to do things that they would not normally do? Dr. Anna, your input, please.
Absolutely. And if you look at psychotronic weapons and really even what the military has discussed, that this is more powerful than any nuclear bomb, because when you can control people's mind, you know, you can control the world. And what is very important, though, if you look at the statements of Dr. Robert Duncan, who actually wrote the AI software for some of the largest supercomputer that are monitoring people's brainwaves, and he was with the CIA, and he clearly said that via satellite, every human being's brain waves are being recorded and monitored. And if you're using more than 10% of your brain, you're actually going to be targeted. So even though this sounds like science fiction, you know, their overall science is so far advanced. And I want to get back to medicine, how medicine has been weaponized. So what I've been, as well as some of my colleagues have been doing, is looking at medications under the microscope, and we find biosensors and micro robots. For example, budesonide, which was an inhaled steroid that has been used for a long time now for COVID, actually has these microsensors and robots in there, and I filmed that. Dental anesthetics, you know, I've shown how it kills red blood cells in 20 minutes. And what's I want to leave people with some hope, because I've also done a lot of studies on what can actually help. And this is very different than what the regular freedom movement is saying. So first of all, clearly, I do recommend the EDTA, which pulls out the metals. Vitamin C is very helpful. In new studies, I've shown that methylene blue prevents the rubbery clot formation, as well as binds these micro robots and hydrogel-like plastics to it. So it's been
What's methylene blue for people that aren't aware, Dr. Anna? For people that don't know what that is, what is it?
Methylene blue, it's an ultraviolet blue dye that's actually used in anti-aging. It increases oxygen delivery to the tissues, the precursor to hydroxychloroquine. It helps your brain function. It can be gotten over the counter even. And so what's very interesting about it is that there have been studies that show that if you want to clean out methylene blue from wastewater, you can do it with hydrogel because the two bind so nicely together. So I'm doing it the opposite way. I am pulling out the hydrogels with methylene blue, and that seems to be very useful. And the newest thing that I haven't even posted yet, I was just writing my Substack about it, is the rediscovery of Dr. Hildegard Steiniger's work, who showed that essential oils actually dissolves polymer plastics like styrofoam. For example, essential oils like thieves, or grapefruit, lemon, and cinnamon oils, as well as oregano and peppermint, have been shown within 11 minutes to literally melt a styrofoam cup. Well, what did they found in that cardiac study? They found styrofoam-like plastic. A novel way that people can help themselves with these, for example, essential oils.
Sorry, we lost you there for a moment, Dr. Mahajan. Please go on.
Yes, so I was just talking about these essential oils that could potentially help us further. I will post a Substack about this and then the next day here because it's fantastic information. So nature is giving us many different modalities to help ourselves as well as our own spiritual resilience and our desire to be in joy, in love, to speak truth. And that frequency is beyond what is really what mind control can hack. This is what Robert Duncan spoke about, that basically a mind that is enlightened or that it has a high vibratory frequency, they cannot pull down. This is why they want to induce fear and depression and anxiety and apathy in us. So we also have many different defense mechanisms through our willful positivity and outlook.
It's interesting that you talk about that as well, because they know this. So I'm about to do, hopefully in the next week or so, an analysis on some US DOD documents that aren't new but have recently come into circulation again on super soldiers and cyborgs. And basically they say there that the people that are most resistant to human augmentation are people that have religious beliefs or spiritual beliefs. And so really they know this. And one of the reasons that they want to attack those beliefs right now in society so that they can break down that resistance to augmenting the human, to changing us into cyborgs. And so we've got a little bit of time here. I do want to go through some more things that they were talking about, Dr. Anna, and then really wrap up again with your solutions so far and direct people back to your Substack. But this N3 DARPA research, multi-channel deep brain, high spatial resolution, guys, if you can bring up that picture again. So this is something that they were talking about in this presentation, the University of Miami, and they were talking about building self-assembling pyramids, which I know look very similar to what you've seen under the microscope, Dr. Anna. And they were saying that they can treat autism, major depression, brain tumors, Parkinson's, and repair neural structures. So all of this is done wirelessly. And what you were talking about is essentially changing the way that the human brain works, of course, initially introduced to us as something that can treat and reverse Parkinson's. I mean, this is amazing. You know, you even brought up the pacemakers and different ways that they have desensitized us to augmenting the body. And mind you, this stuff has saved lives. I understand a pacemaker has saved lives, but they consider it as the step to, and this is in all of their documents. When you look at biodigital convergence, the wireless body area network, they all talk about, you know, from pacemakers to prosthetic limbs to, now you have wireless sensors in your body, and they don't tell you how they got there. They all show diagrams of these wireless sensors and the different points where they're in your body, and they don't tell you how they got there. And what your research has been showing is how they got there and the fact that they've already gotten there. And I really do encourage people. I just did an interview with Hope and Tavon, researchers from Morocco. It's up on Z-Media, Z-Media's channel on Band. It's also up on zmedia.com on the interviews page. Please go and watch that, because all of these terms about the wireless body area network are defined there. We'll be back after this short break with a wrap-up with Dr. Mahajan on this topic. A couple more things we want to bring up.
What's amazing about this game is it's not just a game you play. When you download it, when you share it, it sends a very important cultural message against tyranny. And it also funds the true information war against the globalists. So when you download this game. And when you play this game, you are truly fighting tyranny and 1776 worldwide. So I want to salute again and thank all of you that have gotten the game. And if you've not downloaded and played the game, what on earth are you waiting for? You get to battle tyranny in cyberspace and also in the real world, all in one place. There's no video game like this in the world. You can literally play a video game and change the world all at the same time. So go now to alexjonesgame.com and download it.
The New World Order is no more.
All right, we're here with the last 10 minutes with Dr. Anna Mahaitcha. So grateful for her time today and all of her work. Her Substack is Anna Mahaitcha, MDPhD.substack.com, and Mahaitcha is spelled M-I-H-A-L-C-E-A. Dr. Mahaitcha, just really back on this brain-computer interface topic, they talk about, they basically wrap up, this professor wraps up the presentation saying we can connect the brain to artificial intelligence in sort of an unprecedented way. And he laughs nervously as he says, we can build immortality. And so the reason I took note of that is because that is essentially these people, whether they really believe it or not, I mean, I don't think that a lot of these transhumanists actually believe they can build immortality because it's not possible. They're just selling that idea. But a lot of people have bought into that idea, that somehow if you connect your brain to AI, you are going to be immortal because you can upload your consciousness and all of this sort of stuff. My question to you is, as they continue to bring in, you know, smart technology, and really, you know, desensitize the population to the smart grid, to 15-minute cities, to connecting themselves to the Internet of Everything. And already we see an unprecedented use of things like ChatGPT. Do you think that they're simultaneously controlling people's brains with the fact that they can do this and making them, you know, more open to this? Is it too late for a lot of people?
So we already know that optogenetics has been used to control brain function for a long time. And so anytime that you hold your cell phone, there's actually multiple cameras that are facing you, several of which are LiDAR technology. And if there is a photon that's coming through your retina, it can induce up to 100,000 chemical reactions. So absolutely, the pulsed electromagnetic fields and frequency signals can mind control people. And that has been known for a long time. This is how, for example, in marketing research, you know, certain subliminal messages that have been used for 20, 30 years, this is literally an old hat. And so if we really ask ourselves, how controlled has all of humanity really been, and how miraculous has it been that at least some of us have woken up and are looking, you know, behind this cloud of the matrix? If we realize what we've been up against, it is phenomenal, miraculous. I was also reading in this book, Mind Wars, which is a military war a book on everything that has been developed in regards to mind control. And it had a chapter on beta blockers, for example. Beta blockers is a heart medication that slows down your heart rate. But it turns out that they've done studies that, for example, the people who are on beta blockers, if they look at horrible things, they no longer have an emotional reaction. So it's been known that certain drugs, again, chemicals, you know, even marijuana that people really enjoy, it makes people apathic. And that's really this apathy, the lack of having any drive of doing anything, of seeing, you know, horrendous things, but not having an emotional response that would actually give you the drive to do something about. I believe that there's a lot of this going on. Even in chemistry and bad food supply, if people are nutritionally deficient, you know, they can't fight. If they are chronically fatigued, like we've seen with COVID-19, you know, the whole long COVID stuff, which in my research has been the blood contamination with this nanotechnology. It hijacks the electricity in your life force, and you're not going to feel like doing anything. So I believe that this cognitive subliminal warfare is going on. It's very, very apparent because you see intelligent people who cannot process cognitive information. I think that this is what we're seeing, mind warfare.
I have to agree with you. So, an interesting question. Have you had anyone that's sort of long-term, you know, been affected, not awake, recently woken up, come and see you? Have you seen any cases like that?
I've seen people that certainly, you know, over time have awakened because they weren't feeling well or they're looking for answers or, you know, but I talk to a lot of people and they have family members who still think that they're conspiracy theorists if they're saying anything against, for example, the bioweapon, which is unbelievable by the time that we know that so many millions of people have already died from it. So I think that in some areas there seems to be an awakening, and others there isn't. It's too slow for what I see in terms of the blood contamination. I'm very concerned about that.
I agree with you. My question was more relating to whether any of your patients are people that have recently woken up, whether you're seeing any of that at all, because, you know, I for example, conducted surveys in my Telegram channel, which is Z Media, by the way, for anyone who isn't in there, Z-triple-E Media, one word. I conducted surveys in there, you know, how long have you been awake? Over 50% of people were, you know, sort of awake since or before 9/11. So half of the people that are in our audience have really known about this plan for a long time. The rest of the people, you know, really woke up during COVID. And so I'm concerned that, you know, when we say people are waking up, is there even a restriction on how much they're waking up? Maybe they're waking up to the fact that something is wrong, but they'll only get to a certain point. You know, I've been involved in some X spaces recently where people are just, when I drop some of this info on them, and I know it's really hardcore, but the info warriors can handle it. You know, when I drop some of this information on them, they I can hear them glazing over. And so I'm asking, do you think that there may be some sort of technologically, some sort of a barrier from people waking up to this?
Absolutely. I believe that is so, because all of this technology that I'm finding, if you think about it, I am looking at one drop of blood and sometimes it is loaded with micro robots. It is loaded with these hydrogels. There has to be an effect. And if you look at all of the engineering literature, the interbody network literature, all of that, it clearly shows. It's like, look, it is possible. Then, you know, can it explain some of what we're seeing? I believe yes. And the more research I do, the more it is in line with that assumption.
I mentioned the interview I just conducted with researchers Hope and Tavon just before. The reason I want everyone to see that is because it's very important information, but they explain how the system upgrade for the transhumanist internet of everything was achieved during the COVID era and how they could not achieve the internet of everything that they desire without that system upgrade to achieve their transhumanist dreams. And they actually did achieve it during COVID. So again, please go to the Z Media channel on Bandop Video or go to the interviews page on zmedia.com 3Es and watch that interview. It's the latest one we've posted with Hope and Tavon on the Wireless Body Area Network, IEEE, and all of this stuff that people really desperately need to wake up to very quickly. Dr. Anna, your final words for the audience, please.
There's definitely hope. So, you know, please check into the Substack as well. There's treatments. You know, I clean up people's blood and it is possible to do it. I highly encourage my medical colleagues, you know, to take a look at the evidence and really open their minds and start learning about this, because the whole world will need decontamination and treatment because we're in really dire straits, but there is hope. And the more we know, the more we can do about things.
Well, that's the point. If we don't face this, we can't do anything about it. And so we desperately need more people in the scientific community to join in on your efforts. Again, before we let you go, Anna Mahaita, phd.substack.com. Go subscribe today. Share this broadcast and share her work everywhere. Thank you, Dr. Anna, for your time today. And for everyone watching, I just really want to close on you know, the fact that if we don't face this, like I just said with Dr. Mahaita, if we don't face this information, if we don't confront it head on, I just said this in an X space yesterday. We don't confront it head on and face the reality of what is actually happening to humanity. We can never stop it. We can pretend that, you know, sharing viral clips is the answer. And yes, that is part of it. That is how we reach people. But until we look at the entirety of what they want to achieve through their transhumanist nightmare and the organizations that are pushing this, that we need to remove from power, the UN, the WHO, WEF, and their controllers. If we don't address this, then what hope do we really have? And so I am so grateful for this broadcast. Thank you to everyone who is watching, sharing, joining in this fight for humanity to preserve natural humanity and natural human life, God-given life. Thank you so much, guys. God bless you. And I'll see you next week, hopefully, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
They want to either indict me or kill me. And because I own and control until now this operation that's 29 years old, InfoWars is 27, that name. And they want to make it look like I've quit. But that's not what's going on. So I want to explain this to everybody, just give you a status update on InfoWars and where things are going and what's happened, and just explain to you that I've been put in an impossible, untenable position. So I've been a good steward overall, or as best I could be. I'm out of bullets. It's like the Alamo. They held off, you know, 5,000 troops, 80-something men for days and days. But when the ammo ran out, folks, they all got killed. And so it's real simple. And I actually feel good about this. I've never sold out. I've never backed down. I've never bowed. But at a certain point, you put enough weight on the back of a donkey, its back's going to break. So that's where we are. And the globalists think this show and myself and our listeners and our focal point with our crew and our guests and our reporters is important, because we are. We've created the talking points that are true, that are on everybody's lips, and is now the dominant resistance from Japan to Spain to the United States. And populist, anti-globalist are being elected everywhere. We need to stay on air to expose the next pandemic, to expose the next lockdown, which we just did, and this audience was the detonator that just stopped that. Think of the millions we've warned not to take the shots. That's the power of this audience because of this focal point. So we can't let them shut this down, ladies and gentlemen. We've come so far. And a couple million dollars sounds like a lot to the average person. But in a war with the New World Order, this is truly David versus Goliath. And we are going to win this thing. We give up, it gets 10 times worse. Look how popular anti-New World Order information is.
Well, not just that. We're only 2,000 a month, which is pretty reasonable. Help us out! Help!
Find some comfort at Willow's World, a variety of news, commentary and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is advanced ancient global civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crip Rick's iPhone, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
We now return to Revolution Radio's very own feral hippie,
Mona Radler.
Welcome back. We're at freedomslips.org, revolution.radio. On this fifth day of December 2023. Why was I jumping a time loop, huh? Whoa. So if we're still here in 2025, keep donating. Come on, throw that cash our way. We are heroes, y'all. Come on. I am begging. Yes, I am.
Here's everything you need to know about Nogu's Mermaid Glass Collection.
Oh, I don't care about your glass collection. Take three
for the... This is major breaking news. We have top U.S. military personnel coming out and giving emergency warnings for the U.S. government, the U.S. economy, and the U.S. national security are all under threat right now. And a top U.S. major just came out from the Space Force and gave this emergency warning that we are in danger.
Remember, it's all a show. It's a stage, very people. Soon
before it's too late. All right, we also have these very strange and suspicious posts coming from official government recruiting Twitter accounts and X accounts. All right, this is happening right now. The U.S. Space Force recruiting account is also posting very suspicious things and very strange things about our banking and how we need to get our money out and how there could be attacks on U.S. satellites. All right, all this stuff is happening right now, and they're getting us ready for some kind of big cyber attack or cyber event on the banking system. That's what I'm worried about. And in the aftermath of all this, there will be a CBDC, central banking digital currency, that is implemented and is used to track and trace and essentially enslave you. That is what we are on the precipice of right now. That's why gold is surging. If you haven't been following gold, and if you haven't been listening to my advice, like I've been saying for years, to stock up on gold, silver, copper, lead, brass, you know what I'm talking about. All these things are going to be more critical and more valuable in the future. And gold is reaching all-time highs right now. It just broke the record. It was over $2,100. It went down a little bit, but it is spiking right now. People know that there is instability in the economic markets, in the monetary system, in the bond markets. All these things are collapsing right now, and you need to be getting yourself ready, because the aftermath of this collapse is going to be devastating. It's going to be chaos, potentially riots in major cities, and even potentially martial law scenarios could be declared if things get out of control too much. All right, so let's dive into this news here. Really quick, I want to hit this Twitter post, this X post that was posted by the Space Force, which is a military branch. This is a real military branch brought in just a few years ago under Trump. All right, and this is one of their official recruiting X Twitter accounts, and it links on their official website, spaceforce.mil. You can link to this Twitter account if you go to careers, and this Twitter account is linked on their official website. But I want you to just look at some of these tweets, and then we will get to what this U.S. major is warning of as well, because it's an extreme warning and a national security warning. But look at these tweets by the U.S. Space Force. Very strange. I'll put them up here on screen for you guys as I'm looking at them. Make sure you can withdraw your money from the bank one satellite at a time. This was 2 days ago by the U.S. Space Force, and this is a real account linked on their official Space Force website. All right, I double check this stuff because they don't have the blue tick, but this is an official account. All right, guaranteed. It's on their, it's on the U.S. government Space Force website, links to this account. And you can see here under careers for recruiting, and it says the people's quotes, it says Guardians explaining how the Space Force controls ATMs. Not even sure what that means. That's news to me. The Space Force controls the ATMs. I'm not sure what any of this stuff means. It's very cryptic, and I'm worried that they're getting us ready for something big to happen to the banks and the monetary system. You've seen all these cyber attacks. There were dozens of banks and credit unions that were offline just a couple of days ago. I made a whole video on it. Here's another one that somebody's, this is a thought that people are having. Realizing no one would have access to their money without Space Force satellites. This is a post posted just 2 days ago. Very suspicious, very strange, and it says make sure you can withdraw your money from the bank one satellite at a time. And then with this warning that this Space Force major just gave as well, this is very suspicious, and we need to be on high alert. You need to have cash. and have physical access to some of these things. I know you can have gold bars. I mean, some Costco was selling them. All right, maybe you can, but that's not realistic for most people. But have gold coins, silver dollars. All these different things are going to be valuable in the future if we have a currency and monetary collapse. And here's one more tweet from them just yesterday as well. It says, golf ball or snowball? Neither. It's a radome. Its purpose, to provide a protective barrier to guard important satellite equipment in an emergency, right? Like a solar flare, an EMP, these things, that's what that would protect it from, this satellite equipment. So, and they just posted that yesterday. So something is going on, and we have this top U.S. Space Force major as well coming out. And Space Force is critical because they monitor all the satellites. They monitor cybersecurity. They are on top of all these things, and satellites are critical to the GPS. The military owns the global.
One simple but brilliant trick to heat your home in 90 seconds and save thousands of dollars on your heating bill this winter. This genius way to heat any room for all.
Global positioning system that is actually owned by the U.S. military, and it's overseen by the Space Force. They oversee all the satellites, everything. SpaceX, they monitor and oversee all of these critical infrastructures and resources. And it seems like they are warning that something big is going to happen. Some kind of EMP, some kind of cyber attack, some kind of CME, solar flare. All of these things are on the table right now to wipe out our electric grid and wipe out our banking system. All right, let's get into this warning here. This is a warning from U.S. Major James Lowry, and he is saying that the United States needs to transfer to a proof of work system, a cryptocurrency system similar to Bitcoin, to combat the coming hyperinflation that is going to hit our currency and to protect us in a national security sense, to protect our documents and our military communications through the blockchain and things like Bitcoin. All right, he's saying that Bitcoin could be a alternative for the US dollar as the US dollar collapses. And he's saying that the US military should be encrypting all of our documents and all of our communications through the blockchain and these proof of work systems, so they are less vulnerable to cyber attacks and cyber intrusions.
Already got the cloud.
So all these big things are going on in the background right now. There's a lot of change happening. Gold is skyrocketing. Bitcoin is skyrocketing right now. All of these alternative forms of currency are going up because people know the US dollar is insolvent. And they know that if there's another major war or another major lockdown, then it's going to be over. We could have hyperinflationary scenarios in the US, and mix this with all of our sanctions and all of our power wielding that we've been doing with the US dollar, as well as the reserve currency. All these other countries have slowly moved away from the dollar and have been trying to find alternatives the past few years. And they are diving into things like gold, silver, precious metals, and cryptocurrency. I believe it was El Salvador. The entire country, I believe, is now using Bitcoin as their currency, right? All these different countries, Argentina, they just got a new president, and he's saying they are going to abandon their currency for the US dollar and make that their currency, right? So there's all of this movement and all of these monetary changes, and we're on the verge of a very big collapse. And once it does collapse, they're going to bring in this new system, this cryptocurrency system, and they're saying this is the key. This is how they will combat inflation. And everything is they're presenting it as a solution when it could be used to enslave us. If you didn't see my video yesterday, they just passed beast system legislation yesterday, or just recently as well, and I made a video on it yesterday. This stuff's coming. The beast system is coming. And once they have complete control of the currency, there's no other way to buy or sell anything with cash where you're not tracked or traced, then you will be locked out. You will be locked out if you don't think the right way, if you don't believe the right way. And eventually, groups will be targeted. Religious groups like Christians along these lines will be targeted as well in the long term. We know what this beast system is, and we know what it entails, all right? And they are trying to implement this stuff right now. So the solution to this, everyone wants to know, what's the solution? Get your own physical gold. Get your own physical coins. Get on the land right now, all right? We are about to close on our homestead in just a couple weeks, and we are going hard, all right? I can't wait to get seeds popping, stuff growing in the ground, get my rows going, get greenhouses going, get even more chickens, all right? I still have chickens in my RV here, and I can't wait to start growing even more food, all right? The key is to not be dependent on this system. So when they force this CBDC, the CBDC on us, we can say no. We can opt out, and we have alternatives, and we're not just left flat-footed and can't run away. Because they want to catch people off guard. So when it all collapses, when you wake up, there's a hyperinflationary scenario, then you have no other option. Everything's so expensive. There's so many shortages. There's so many empty shelves that you are forced into their dystopian system. And this happened in places like Venezuela, all right, where there would be extremely rich people driving Lamborghinis and the nicest cars you can imagine, and they would be going to luxury markets and have the best food, but it would be super expensive. It would be $100 for strawberries. Okay, so only the super elite could live normally. And then two blocks away, there were hundreds of people, thousands of people. Sometimes you would wait in line all day long and not get any bread ration or get any food, and you just have to start all over again, right? This was the situation in Venezuela just a few years ago. People were eating their own animals, their own dogs, eating zoo animals, all right? I've reported on this stuff many times, and I remember these articles vividly coming out because it's sad, it's dangerous, and this could happen here, and that happened from a hyperinflationary currency, all right? That's happening in Argentina right now. They have over 100% interest rates. It's like 110% interest rates in Argentina, all right? Just imagine, we're struggling here with 7-8%. Imagine if our interest rates went to 20, 30, 50, 100%. It would be over. And it's not unprecedented to actually have interest rates. It's not unprecedented to have interest rates at that level, at 10 to 20%, all right? I remember my mom telling me when she bought her first home that interest rates were around 18% for her, all right? And she would wait in line to get that. And that was a good deal. Things were a lot cheaper back then. It was a different ball game, but we could see these interest rates jacked up even higher, and we just get stuck in this cycle where the interest rates are going up, but it's not bringing inflation down. It's just making the inflation worse because we've already printed too much money. There's too much money buying too little goods, all right? So let me know what you think below. What are you doing to get stocked up and get prepared right now? The key is to get off of this grid, get off of this system, to back away from it and to say, I do not consent. I do not consent to this. I'm saying that myself personally right now. I do not consent to any of this. I do not want this. I do not want a banking collapse. I do not want a central banking digital currency. I do not want a cryptocurrency. I think it's fine for investments, whatever you want to do, wherever you find value for yourself. That's great, but as a forced system, a crypto system, I do not want that for my monetary system. I do not want everything tracked and traced, and even Bitcoin, all the transactions are tracked. It's a proof of work system, so they have to document every movement. It's anonymous, okay? It's anonymous wallet IDs and numbers, but IP addresses were anonymous at 1.2. All these things, telephone, there used to be anonymous telephone booths where you could call people. All those things are gone now, all right? So in the future, it will not be anonymous. There will be a ledger of every single transaction and every movement of currency to any party will be on a ledger, and it will be tracked and trace and documented to your digital ID and your digital government wallet. All right, so make sure you're getting stocked up, make sure you're getting prepared. All right, we could see a big attack on the banking system, major attack. You saw those tweets that I showed you. Those are just strange and don't really make any sense. It seems like somebody is signaling, somebody's warning that something big is coming. All right, so please hit it up for me down there to help get this video out to more people. All right, please get yourself prepared, get your family prepared, get chickens, get seeds, get microgreens growing. Even if you've never grown anything your whole life, try to grow some microgreens. All right, try to grow some lettuce, try to grow anything. All right, get these skills under your belt, try to pop a seed, try to grow stuff from seed. That's the key, that's the skill that inhibits a lot of people from growing, is popping stuff from seed. And it's easy, just don't really bury it that much, just a little bit, keep it nice and wet and allow it to dry out a little bit as well, just a little bit, not completely, and then keep it wet and water it from the top. All right, you can do it, anyone can do it. Get these skills under your belt right now so you are prepared just in case we see a monetary collapse. All right, so thank you guys so much. I hope you have big blessings for your life and your family, and I hope you have a big old blessed day.
Dr. Klaus Kuhnlein published the first edition of Virus Mania. They warned that alleged infectious disease pandemics were getting bigger, not because of any basis in biological reality, but because the marketing campaigns were growing. These narratives were scaring the public into the paradigm of unnecessary vaccines and drugs. I became a co-author of the book in 2020 when the COVID-19 show was gripping the world, and we could see that what they had warned us about had fully manifested. It is hard to say if the false pandemics have peaked, but COVID enabled so many agendas to be carried out that a rinse and repeat attempt may be on the cards. On that account, there has been a recent story emerging from China that has many of the characteristics of the December 2019 COVID-19 stories. And this time, it involves kids, just as one of Bill Gates' exercises portrayed in 2022.
SARS-25 is spreading within 50 countries. The total number of cases to date is estimated at 100,000, with over 1,300 deaths. Many of the dead are children.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
On the 22nd of November this year, a group called ProMed issued a release with the subject, Undiagnosed Pneumonia, China, Children, Reported Epidemic, Request for Information. ProMed is a program of the International Society for Infectious Diseases. The website of the latter states, at the International Society for Infectious Diseases, our mission is to support health professionals, non-government organizations, and governments around the world in their work to prevent, investigate, and manage infectious disease outbreaks when they occur. Uh-oh! Obviously, they haven't been watching my videos or reading our books. We've been over this many times. Disease may occur in, quote, outbreaks, but there is no scientific evidence they are infectious in the sense of contagion. So their entire organization is based on a long-refuted hypothesis.
That's a shame.
Anyway, according to Wikipedia, the ICID solicits donations from the general public, as well as governments, foundations, and the pharmaceutical industry. And one of those foundations is the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. What is also significant is that it was a ProMed notification back in December 2019 that brought COVID to the attention of the world, according to a recent Daily Mail story, which we'll get to soon. For now, we'll go back to ProMed's dramatic 22nd of November release, where we see that it is entirely based on a story coming from China's FTV News. Let's have a look at the translation provided on the ProMed site. And to make it more interesting, we'll sound an alarm each time a repeated COVID theme appears in just the first paragraph alone. With the outbreak of pneumonia in China, children's hospitals in Beijing, Liaoning, and other places were overwhelmed with sick children, and schools and classes were on the verge of suspension. Parents questioned whether the authorities were covering up the epidemic. In late 2019, the COVID narrative was introduced to the world in almost exactly the same way. Remember when the first sketchy stories emerged about a mysterious pneumonia outbreak? Then we saw people supposedly dropping dead in the street. Despite the fact that this didn't happen elsewhere in the world, the images entered the minds of the public, and they thought a, quote, deadly virus was breaking out of China. When the preposterous nationwide lockups were announced in 2020, the unlawful and pseudoscientific nature of them didn't matter because most people had been terrified and went along with them. Our family and friends in the freedom community didn't participate in any of the COVID cult rituals, such as face masks and social restrictions. However, it was very disturbing living in a society where the majority were completely duped and eagerly followed the deranged and flip-flopping nonsense coming from government agencies. In my 2021 video, Once Upon a Time in Wuhan, I exposed the flawed narrative of COVID-19 on several fronts. One aspect we pointed out was that Wuhan, like many Chinese cities, has terrible pollution, and a 2010 study revealed that pneumonia remains a leading cause of death in adults, as well as the leading cause of childhood mortality in China. So this new story of a, quote, undiagnosed pneumonia epidemic is rather suspicious. Once again, John Rappaport, one of the first in the world to call fraud on COVID-19, also commented on the air pollution problem in his recent article, Just in Case China Calls This a New Pandemic. He said, mystery? Baffling? Eerie? I don't think so. They always give you, this has no explanation, just before they magically announce they've found a new virus. Crisis 24, a global security platform, reports that heavy pollution is occurring in northern China provinces, including Beijing and Liaoning, the two areas reporting the mystery illness in children. I see. Pollution causing lung problems. Wow, I just fell off my chair. What a revelation. Whoever heard of that? Back to the China FTV news story, which goes on to report that in the early morning, Beijing Children's Hospital was still overcrowded with parents and children whose children had pneumonia and came to seek treatment. Mr. W, a Beijing citizen, said, many, many are hospitalized. They don't cough and have no symptoms. Uh-oh, they don't have symptoms. Could this mean another round of asymptomatic transmission gaslighting? There is no transmission from anyone, but the gaslit jump in and start disputing asymptomatic transmission, claiming that symptomatic transmission is the only type.
We'll be right back after this message.
Yeah. FreedomSlips.com.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Transcending time and space, and Dr. Klaus Kuhnlein published the first edition.
Inside your mind, where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. But time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming. And it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
The ruse keeps the contagion myth in play and more of the population on the plantation. However, FTV News reported that Mr. W also said, they just have a high temperature, fever, and many develop pulmonary nodules. A little odd that a citizen would use the medical term pulmonary nodules and know the chest imaging results of all the patients. Maybe the Chinese authorities keep a tight control on all information apart from medical records. And top secret photos from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, that they post themselves on social media. But shh, it's a secret. The Chinese article finished by stating, Since China stopped adhering to the zero policy at the beginning of the year 2023, epidemics such as influenza, mycoplasma, and bronchopneumonia have broken out from time to time. This is perhaps the most fantastic non sequitur of the story. Are they trying to claim that when they were adhering to their draconian zero policy, there was not much influenza and bronchopneumonia, which are clearly pervasive every year in China? You have to feel sympathy for the people in China who live in these filthy cities. It doesn't take a genius to figure out that their environment is toxic and making them sick. Then they are told that locking them down under extreme surveillance is in their best interests. 这项活动是境外人员串播指使的阴谋，望大家明辨是非。The ProMed release stated below their coverage that it is too early to project whether this could be another pandemic, but as a wise influenza virologist once said to me, the pandemic clock is ticking. We just do not know what time it is. There are a lot of jokes we could make here. Wise is not an adjective that fits with many virologists. Perhaps only Dr. Stefan Lanker, who shortly after becoming a virologist, declared that the virus model was kaput. And did the influenza virologist that ProMed mentioned look into all the failed human transmission experiments over the past century and the fact that no influenza viral particles have ever been shown to exist? Insert your own version here, such as, the virology time bomb is ticking. We just do not know what time the public will wake up. Before we get to further coverage of this emerging story, we should note that this type of scenario was, coincidentally, similar to a tabletop exercise run on the 23rd of October 2022. The event was held in Brussels and featured the world's most powerful doctor, Bill Gates. It was called Catastrophic Contagion, and the exercise, quote, simulated a series of WHO Emergency Health Advisory Board meetings addressing a fictional pandemic set in the near future. Participants grappled with how to respond to an epidemic located in one part of the world that then spread rapidly, becoming a pandemic with a higher fatality rate than COVID-19 and disproportionately affecting children and young people. So let's have a look at some of the highlights from the event.
As of today, there have been an estimated 1 billion cases worldwide, with more than 20 million deaths, including nearly 15 million children. Countless millions are alive, but left with paralysis or brain damage. The most successful countries are those which invested in preparedness and trained for this moment years in advance. This included having full-time pandemic preparedness and response teams, which conducted detailed operational planning and routinely tested those plans through exercises and drills. If more countries had participated and heeded the guidance, the toll might have been much less.
Heed the guidance of the alleged experts. We know how that works out.
You need to trust us. This is what we do for a living. You need to trust us. The world is on fire, and I don't think people realize that.
The Director General is seeking your input on what WHO should recommend regarding misinformation and disinformation that is now resulting in the deaths of many around the world.
Well, obviously the WHO should shut itself down first as one of the lead coordinators of misinformation and disinformation.
Many public health leaders are saying that misinformation about the potential vaccines on social media is undercutting trust in authorities and complicating their efforts to respond to the disease.
Who would have thought? All roads lead to vaccines once again. And as I suggested in my last video, A for anti-vaxxer, who cares what so-called public health leaders and their scientifically bankrupt institutions say? Their nonsense should be called out, whether it be pointless lockdowns or their shameless promotions of big pharma products.
Today, we will focus on the antiviral Extranavir, which has demonstrated efficacy as a treatment for SARS-25.
Hopefully, at this point, almost everyone realizes something is amiss here, even those that can't quite put their finger on it.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If you fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Other mainstream outlets that covered the latest, quote, mysterious pneumonia in China included Forbes. The piece was written by Bruce Lee, and I have pointed out the lack of evidence he provided in one of his previous articles in my video, Chickenpox Parties and Varicella Zoster Virus. In his November 23, 2023 article, he basically echoes the ProMed release. He also says, the term pneumonia is a very general term for any condition where there's inflammation of the tiny little sacs in your lungs called your alveoli, which is reasonable, but then states, a number of known respiratory pathogens, including influenza, mycoplasma pneumoniae, RSV and SARS-CoV-2 can cause pneumonia. At this point, we would like to request the citations for this claim because the only microbe that has been shown to even exist on that list is Mycoplasma pneumoniae. So we could make it easier for him and simply request a controlled scientific experiment that showed Mycoplasma has the ability to cause disease in a host. Near the end of the article, Lee states that all of this doesn't necessarily mean that another novel pathogen has emerged in China. And even if there is another novel pathogen on hand, there might still be the opportunity to keep it contained and controlled, which is definitely not what happened in 2020 with the SARS-CoV-2. Again, plenty of jokes we could make here about fictional viruses spreading around the world. We have a wealth of material covering this, and one of the latest was my video, Why All Viruses Originate in Laboratories. Over to the Daily Mail, and we find the familiar COVID-19 style reporting we saw in early 2020. Under the headline, Mysterious Pneumonia Ripping Through Chinese Schools Sparks Fears Among Scientists of a COVID Repeat, we see the inclusion of a map, which is reminiscent of this one that featured in The Sun in April 2020. Maps make it real, folks. They also provided a video from China featuring lots of people, lots of face masks, and some cues.
Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere.
We also see the Daily Mail mentioning antibiotic resistance with the statement, Mycoplasma pneumoniae is becoming more and more resistant to macrolides, a class of drugs commonly used to treat pneumonia. I won't expand on this gaslighting nonsense here as we covered this topic in my video, The Truth About Antibiotics. Suffice to say here, antibiotic resistance is a pseudo-problem in the germ theorist's phony war against microbes. Then, buried near the end of the article, we see the admission that, quote, so far, very few children have died from walking pneumonia. Keep in mind the 2010 study that revealed pneumonia is the leading cause of childhood mortality in China, so the wheels fall off the story once again. One thing that did catch our eye was the comment section under the Daily Mail article, keeping in mind that this is a mainstream publication. Many people are calling it out as a repeated attempt to pull off a COVID-like scam. Others are noting that it is likely to result in the promotion of more bogus vaccines. It is good to see there is a general theme of wanting to be left out of the nonsense coming from the WHO and governments. One concern we have is that despite recognizing most of the propaganda, the lab leak theory is still being swallowed by a significant number. That is why we have focused energy on dismantling this permitted alternative narrative that keeps people trapped in the virus and contagion model. For many, it is the only thing keeping them on the false plantation. As if the Daily Mail sensed that notion, the next day it ran the headline, China claims a new virus is not the culprit in mystery pneumonia outbreak in children, despite history of cover-ups. Followed by, US found serious safety concerns at Wuhan lab in 2017. Once again, this leads the gaslit to get into arguments about which country is responsible for the origins of something. That does not exist. However, overall, there is a different feeling to 2020, when almost everyone was asleep and initially went along with the story and draconian restrictions much more readily. I'm not holding my breath, but I think that pulling off another COVID fraud will be a whole lot more difficult because too many people are now awake to the scientific holes. Not only that, but it has brought many more people into rejecting not just COVID vaccines, but all vaccines as pointless and dangerous products. In the meantime, stay vigilant and watch this space.
If you enjoyed this video, please visit supportdrsam.com.
It's another year, another assault weapons ban proposal, though this one is a little different because instead of just banning certain makes and models outright, it would change the requirements for gun manufacturers as a whole and targets all gas-operated firearms. Stay tuned for the details. Hello everyone and welcome back to the channel. Before I get into the details, this video is brought to you today by Blackout Coffee Company. Today is the last day to get your buy two, get one free deal. They have great coffee, great values, and have been supporting both my channel and the Second Amendment for a long time. They even have special partner roasts that benefit the Firearms Policy Coalition and Gun Owners of America directly. Use the code CYBERWEEK at blackoutcoffee.com/libertydoll to get some great deals on coffee roasts that help support your rights. And because I have to say this every few months, Blackout Coffee is not Black Rifle Coffee. They are two different websites, two different companies. For some reason, I have to say that every few videos. Also, as it is now December, that means that voting is officially open for the Gundies Awards. So big shout out to everyone who nominated me for Top Voices of the 2A and Female Creator of the Year. You can vote every day and cast your votes at the link down in the description. Okay, so the Gas-Operated Semi-Automatic Firearm Exclusion Bill, or GOSAFE for short, is a prime example of naming a law for what you want people to think it does as opposed to what it actually does. Inflation Reduction Act. This bill is sponsored by Senator Angus King from Maine, who had been hinting at such a bill since the tragic events that unfolded in Lewiston, though he claims he has been working with Martin Heinrich of New Mexico on the bill since 2019. He says that spending this much time on the bill and focusing on the functionality of firearms rather than specific features will make sure it has no loopholes and will garner bipartisan support. Basically, the bill would ban the sale, transfer, and manufacture of all semi-auto firearms capable of accepting a detachable magazine. It would also limit rifles to 10 rounds and handguns to 15 in the attempt to force would-be evildoers to take the time to reload and struggle to do so. Like it flat out says in the press release that they don't want people reloading. So I guess that's one way to do it. Though we all know that if there's a will, there's a way. It bans bump stocks, institutes a federal buyback program, as if you bought them from the federal government in the first place, and would have a grandfathering clause for anyone who already owns a banned gun, though it would also limit transferring that firearm if you die, which King says, in combination with the buyback, would prevent Americans from stockpiling banned guns. Because obviously, if you know something is going to be banned, what do? You go out and buy it before the ban happens. This has been happening since the dawn of gun bans. But a tricky little piece of it is that by requiring newly manufactured guns to function in a certain way, it also suggests that every new model and design would have to be approved before being manufactured. And I'm sure that that approval process would be efficient and expedient. Like everything else the government does. King says that nothing in the bill will affect traditional gun culture or the Second Amendment, pointing to state laws in Maine that limit hunting to 5 rounds plus 1 in the chamber. Heinrich says that the bill balances Second Amendment rights and efforts to reduce crime, saying that he believes it properly differentiates between firearms used in mass casualty events and those used by law-abiding citizens for self-defense and hunting. Except for the fact that pretty much everything the bill would ban has already been deemed protected and legal by the Supreme Court. The fact that it's an election year and the current makeup of Congress makes pro-gun outlets say that the bill has no chance of passing, at least in the current Congress. And that might certainly be the case. But there is a tiny little line in Maine's Portland Press Herald that is concerning some folks. Now, it doesn't technically really have anything to do with this bill, but is about the coverage of this bill. In the article, Senator Collins, also of Maine, has given the bill her support, and also says that she supports legislation that would direct the military to use state crisis intervention laws. There is no other information offered on this, just a little snippet, It doesn't seem to be part of this bill specifically, and there is debate as to whether that means that the military would be able to remove firearms from servicemen deemed dangerous, or if it's that the military would be used to enforce red flag orders. The first option makes a lot more sense, but still, the wording, and at least how this press outlet is talking about it, is pretty concerning. The Lewiston shooter should have been, by law, a prohibited person after spending 2 weeks in an inpatient mental health facility. He had also made violent threats against a National Guard base, and both the New York and Maine State Police were aware of him and the threats. But just like in just about every other major incident, something fell through the cracks, somehow, and instead of analyzing why and how that keeps happening, politicians are instead looking for ever more creative ways to punish the millions of gun owners that never commit a crime. Everything about this bill is unconstitutional and again has more than one Supreme Court decision to back that up. Nevertheless, bonus points for creativity, I guess. Apparently someone was listening when we keep saying that cosmetic features don't affect the function of a firearm, because now they actually are going after the function of the firearm. Who'da thunk it? Anyways, I am pretty sure that this bill is DOA. It has zero GOP co-sponsors, but there was that whole bipartisan Safer Communities Act, so you never know. There could be someone signing on. I don't think it'll be enough, but it will certainly give some hints as to who maybe should not get back in Congress after their elections. That is it for this one, guys. You know all of the algorithm drill. Please don't forget to check out today's sponsor and go to the Gundy's link down in the description to cast your votes. And as always, thanks for tuning in and happy shooting.
All of the amendments are getting taken after, gone after, whatever you want to call it.
Most beef animals, when they are harvested, are dying of organ failure, particularly their livers. They pump gases into the packaging. If your packaged meat looks bright red, then it is filled with artificial gases to create that. Like, no one knows that.
Holy moly.
It would be pathologically dangerous. Dead soil, dead plants, and about to be dead people.
David and I got married, and we were told very quickly that we probably would not be able to have children. Because I had other health issues, just aside from that, that I've struggled with for years that I just thought was normal.
You're shortchanging yourself. You're shortchanging your own health, maybe your ability to have a family, your energy levels. You're shorting yourself on all those things to save a couple dollars. I always get a laugh, like vegetarian-fed hens. Chickens were not meant to be vegetarians. Just metabolically, they need a certain amount of animal protein in their diet. The water cycle is broken. You can go to places in Iowa where you can't drink the water. It'll turn children blue and they'll suffocate. And more topsoil erodes away into either the ocean, the rivers, or our aquifers, which then poison all of the above. Stop exposing yourself to these chemicals or you will die. You are going to kill yourself doing this.
I recently visited one of my local farms here in Missouri to get the scoop on what's going on behind the scenes within the beef and chicken industry, as well as the agricultural industry. This particular farm that I visited, Fed from the Farm, is actually the farm I've been ordering the majority of my food from for these last few years. So it was a really neat experience to go and see the operation, see the animals, talk to the person who's been nourishing my body. I mean, the majority of my health is coming from this farm. Now, to be honest, when Farmer David and I first started recording, we were having a little bit of technical difficulties with the microphone and audio. So I'm just going to quickly regurgitate some of the really important things that I thought David said, which is that contrary to what most people would think, pasture-raised chickens actually help restore the soil and rejuvenate the land. As chickens forage and roam around the pastures, they naturally deposit manure, and their manure is rich in nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. So when chicken manure is spread out across the pastures, it acts as a natural fertilizer, enriching the soil with these essential nutrients. And when chickens peck and scratch at the ground to find bugs and insects, their scratching and digging loosens up the soil, which can then prevent the soil from becoming too compact and helps promote the circulation of air and water down into the soil, which can help with beneficial soil organisms and the plant roots. This is actually a drone shot image of David's farm, and you can see a very vivid strip where the chickens grazed and regenerated the soil. I thought that was really neat. Now let's jump into the conversation.
Your guys' chicken process is much different than other ones because you guys are having them roam the pastures. Now they do have some corn and soy and grains.
Non-GMO, but yep, they do get some non-GMO grains.
Because most chickens, even if they're pasture raised, have to have some.
They all do. Because a chicken's an omnivore, so it's designed to eat a balance. A chicken's the only animal God gave a feed mill to. They actually have a special organ called a gizzard, and they swallow rocks, and it's literally a grain mill. And so anytime they eat a seed or a grain, it goes in there and it grinds it down into fine particles so that they can digest it. So a chicken is literally the only animal, I guess there's some other fowl that have a gizzard, but the only type of animal that the good Lord saw fit to give them a grain mill. And so they're designed to handle some grains, but they also need pasture. They need a diversity. And they're also designed, I always get a laugh, like vegetarian-fed hens. Chickens were not meant to be vegetarians. Just metabolically, they need a certain amount of animal protein in their diet, or they really have a lot of issues. And so with ours, they get that from insects and other little small creatures that they feast upon when they're out and about in the pastures. But if you deprive them of that, it's kind of like people that are deprived of that, right? You know, you can always sell the vegetarian in the marathon, right? You know, he stands out.
So, you know, I had read that in the last 60 years, chickens, they have become 364% bigger. So they were much smaller 60 years ago, and now because of just the way that we feed them, that they become so much larger.
Yeah, feeding and breeding. These laying hens are actually probably a little smaller than hens would have been 50 or 60 years ago. Meat chickens definitely are larger, and then certain breeds can be even larger still. The laying hens, you could, you know, process them for meat, but there's just not very much on them because they're designed, they lay more eggs and lay down meat.
Oh,
and
okay.
So it depends on the breed of chicken. But yeah, even our meat chickens live a tremendously long time out on pasture. You know, a conventional bird might only live for 6 weeks.
Whoops.
And never see the sun its entire life. Those birds...
That's so sad. Anyway, we're almost done here. I want to thank everybody for joining me on this Tuesday. Please don't hesitate. $5, $10, $100. Keep us on air. Love you. Later.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio, Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's Ivan, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
J.
Join me and the Brian Ruse Show on Revolution Radio, Eastern Standard Time, every Tuesday night from 6 to 8. We talk about the four most vital things, in my view, affecting all of humanity. Number one is UFOs and aliens and their agenda for the advancement of humanity. Number two is the Jewish establishment's control over all aspects of human civilization. Number three, the truth about Adolf Hitler, how he was the opposite of what we've been told. Number four is advanced ancient global civilizations. Join me on the Brian Ruse Show, Tuesday nights from 6 to 8 on Studio B on Revolution Radio.
Hello, my name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on...